Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is Twit.
Bandwidth for i5 for the iPhone is provided by CacheFly at CacheFly.com.
This episode of i5 for the iPhone is brought to you by Shutterstock.com. With over 35 million high-quality stock photos, illustrations, vectors, and video clips, Shutterstock helps you take your creative projects to the next level. For 20% off your new account, go to Shutterstock.com and use the offer code i5514. That's I-F-I-V-E 514. Everyone, and welcome to i5 for the iPhone, episode 92. That was such a good year. Were you alive then? If not, that's fine. This is the show that covers the latest iPhone news and apps and tips and tricks. I'm Sarah Lane, your friendly guide to all things iOS, except when I'm in a mood. Today isn't one of those days, though. Let's go. Number one. Let's start off with a native Apple app that nobody really likes very much, and that's the Podcasts app. Why? Well, there have always been syncing issues. The design was kind of weird when it first came out. You've always had a lot of other podcast options. I always liked Downcast better. Well, until now, because Podcasts, the official app, has a ton of cool new features, and I think it's all very exciting. So you've got a new unplayed tab. That makes it easier to just find podcast episodes that you haven't gotten around to yet. Plus, you can browse the feed tab. You can set episodes to auto-delete once you're done with them, keep everything clean, or even save episodes to play again offline. Podcasts now works with Siri, too, so that means you can say something like, "Play This American Life," and then you can get started hands-free, or you could be more specific with Siri and ask to play a particular podcast in your feed. Play Learn French with Alexa, episode 5.
Podcast Learn French with Alexa now playing.
Or just play a station from the station's list if you're just into a certain genre. Now, considering that this is Apple's own product, it's nice to see the team is caring enough to keep at it and keep making the app better. Obviously, I personally have a vested interest in the podcast revolution succeeding. I mean, this is a podcast after all, but there's a whole world of podcasting goodness out there. Go find it. Number two. All right, so last Friday, Foursquare completely changed its whole experience. So in a nutshell, the Foursquare app is no longer about checking in and friends and badges. It's just about finding cool stuff that's near you, like restaurants, coffee shops, stuff like that. If you check in from Foursquare, you are now directed to Foursquare's new app that went live last Friday called Swarm. So this is Foursquare's new, improved social experience that's all about following your friends' activity and letting people know where you are. The company says it's just easier than before to see who's nearby. Checking in is a faster experience and less cumbersome than it used to be. They didn't actually use the word cumbersome, but it kind of was. It's better now. There's also a message feature, so you can like blast something along the lines of, "Hey, Dolores Park is beautiful. I have a blanket and a bottle of rosé. Everybody, come join me." Even though the app looks completely different than the old Foursquare, for the most part, it's doing all of the same stuff, except it now has a new passive sharing option, which means I can elect to share my current neighborhood whereabouts with my friends as I move throughout the day without actually having to update anything on my phone. Just the neighborhood, not my exact coordinates, so it's not exactly like find my friends. But it does help cut down on someone saying, "Hey, Sarah, aren't you at the coffee shop?" And you're like, "No, I left the coffee shop hours ago, but I never checked in anywhere else, so now you're confused." However, I should warn you, passive sharing uses your iPhone's GPS to keep you located, and that is a battery drain. There have been quite a few complaints about that already. It's the sort of thing you can toggle on and off, though. Now, I've always really liked Foursquare. I think having the social experience separated from the discovery experience is probably the right move so that the company can compete with Yelp and Google and also offer recommendations and specials without alienating those of us who still like the game aspect of following our friends around. But that said, it's kind of confusing. My bet is this is all about new users. You want something social? Swarm's your new app. Number three. So while we're on the subject of Foursquare, let's say that you just took or imported a photo into Instagram. and you want to post it. You know how you can add a location to that post by searching a list of places nearby? Well, that data used to come from Foursquare, but it doesn't anymore. Now it comes from Facebook Places, which makes perfect sense because, of course, Facebook owns Instagram, and why wouldn't the company want to add to its own treasure trove of data rather than using something that Foursquare already built? The problem is that Facebook Places just isn't as good of a service, at least not yet. Nobody uses it the way that they use Foursquare. So it takes the location part of Instagram back a few notches, and that's not a good thing. It's a mild annoyance, but it's still an annoyance. Another interesting step back comes from Instagram's own developer notes in its latest version of the app. It says, updated Facebook share settings. Continue sharing your Instagram photos and videos on Facebook, but Instagram likes and activity will no longer be shared on Facebook. Okay, it's a little bit of a head scratcher. Why would Facebook want less Instagram activity from all of us showing up in each other's timelines? My guess is too much noise. Instagram is really freaking popular. No other photo app can touch it, at least not right now. So it's probably better for Facebook to keep Instagram mostly standalone, not have too much spillover all into our Facebook experiences. Facebook also seems pretty serious about separating those experiences. Instagram doing great, leave it alone. Messenger, that's its own app too now. Just good to keep this all in mind if you notice things behaving a little differently lately. This episode of i5 for the iPhone is brought to you by Shutterstock.com. At Shutterstock.com, you'll find the perfect image or video for your next creative project. Maybe for your website or an advertisement. Maybe you're building your own video, any type of project. You can choose from over 35 million very high-quality stock photos, illustrations, vectors, and video clips. The company sources images from around the world. Many contributors to Shutterstock are professional photographers and artists. This stuff looks great. Plus, Shutterstock reviews each image individually for quality before it even goes into the library. Last but not least, they're adding 20,000 images every day. 20,000 a day. So every time you visit, you're going to find something new and cool. The pricing is flexible. You've got individual image packs or a monthly subscription for the best deal. And you can download any image in any size and just pay one price. Shutterstock gives you the images that you need to bring that creative project way up to a next level. They make it really, really easy. Search tools, shareable light boxes. Maybe you're working with a group and you want to bookmark a few images and get some feedback on it later. And an award-winning iPad app for us iOS users. You can search on the go and use it to display images during presentations. And you can try Shutterstock today by signing up for a free account. Put away your credit card. You don't need it. Just start an account and begin using Shutterstock and imagine what your next project could be like. Save a few images to a lightbox to review later. When you're ready to purchase, use the offer code I5514. That's I-F-I-V-E 514. And your new account will receive 20% off any package. That's Shutterstock.com. And for 20% off new accounts, use that offer code I5514. And thanks to Shutterstock for their support of iPhone. Number 4. Know what I love? Google search. Know why I love it? Because the voice input is better than Siri when I want to look something up on the web. I cannot tell you how many times Siri's gotten something wrong. Show me Pueblo on the web. I'm like, okay. I'm trying to look up something on the web. And then I just give up and I tell Siri, open up Google search. And then I go from there. Me Pueblo. It shouldn't be the way it's going, but that's the way it works best for me. And the app just got better. So here's what's new in Google search. All right, so once you say OK Google to start, you can then ask Google questions like, what's the weather like? Or even what okay, the weather's going to be like in a few days. 1444 La Playa, San Francisco.
Here is a map of 1444 La Playa Street, San Francisco.
Google Now, which is Google's sort of predictive way of getting to know you and your habits better, that's gotten a little bit smarter, too, about your favorite topics, plus any upcoming trips you might have or the places on the web that you seem like you're returning to over and over. Maybe you keep going to your favorite blog or you've got a favorite writer. Google Now is good at knowing that. The whole experience has gotten a little faster, too, just a little peppier. All in all, Google search, you are my density. Finally, number 5. Let's finish off with an email from Mark, who has a little Dutch tip for those of you who like wandering but really don't want to get lost. He writes, The iPhone Compass has a feature that makes it easier to stay on a bearing when you're hiking or whatever. Just turn the compass until it's pointing toward the correct bearing, then tap the screen to set the value. Then, if you veer off that bearing, the compass indicates this with a red arc between your actual bearing and the one you set. To clear, you just tap the screen again. Now, I know a lot of us feel like we're very good with directions. Don't need any help there. We know which way is north. We don't get too turned around. But you know what? I've heard way too many stories about people getting lost in the wilderness, and that's just scary. So, yes, this is a great tip, especially as we head into the summer season. A lot more adventure hiking. Great tip, Mark. And that does it for this episode of i5. Thanks for being here. And thanks for being you. Everything I mentioned, links, apps, all of it is at twit.tv/i5. Subscription links as well. Email ideas and questions and general feedback to i5@twit.tv. Leave us a voicemail at 614-ON-I5 or even send us a video. I promise to think about putting it in a future show. I'm Sarah Lane, and we'll see you next week on i5 for the iPhone.